With every dream and nightmare comes missing gaps and holes. It's my job to fill those in. Welcome to a one-of-a-kind narrative podcast. Welcome to the Snoozecast with Will Pennington. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Snoozecast. I'm your host, Will Pennington. This episode will contain the very first story, based on a dream that I had. Now, I had this dream about a week from the recording of this episode, and it really made me stop and think. I woke up and immediately wrote down my dream in case I were to forget it. But to my surprise, I remembered this dream perfectly, every single detail. I don't even think I had to write it down. I would by no means consider myself to be a religious person, though I do believe that when we die, something does happen to us. Our energy goes somewhere. Maybe that isn't religious, but I truly don't believe that we die and that's it. There has to be something that happens afterwards. Our spirit, our energy, it's got to go somewhere. At least I'd like to think so. That's much more interesting than just dying. I say all this as it relates to today's episode, The Visitor. A dream that has and will stick with me, really forever. So sit back, relax, and let's switch over to the alternate space where dreams take place. It was a bright autumn day, and the birds were in full voice. A light gust of wind blew as the neighbor's children played in the front yard. The neighborhood that he lived in was full of youth. There was something about the commotion and laughter of children that made me feel at ease. It was an innocent sound, and reminded me of my old house, where I too would play and laugh with my friends, as did these children. I was inside his garage. The garage door was open, overlooking the kids playing. The garage was filled with trinkets and machinery. This was a spot he spent a lot of time in, I thought. Car posters took over the walls, retro cars at that. A bottle of beer, opened, sat on the workbench next to a toolbox. I still couldn't figure out who was the master of this home garage. It was familiar, though I had never been here before. A sweet smell hit my nose, warm and comforting. It was a smell that I recognized. I followed the scent, and there lay a pot of tomato sauce, bubbling away. I smelt the basil that had just been added to the sauce, strong and fresh, as was the garlic. I had made sauce many times before with my family. We would boil bushels and bushels of tomatoes at my grandma's house. We always did this on Labor Day weekend, leading to the first week of school. This to me signified the beginning of a brand new year. Though this was not my grandma's garage, that much I knew. I was suddenly not alone as figures, all women, entered and exited the garage, filing out one by one. I couldn't lock onto their faces. They were there and gone in a flash. Though I knew the moment was coming, the visitor would soon be arriving. And almost right on cue, the visitor was now in the garage with me. I could feel it. He had arrived. It was my Uncle Joe, who wore a beaming smile that was incredibly contagious. He looked healthy and well for a 70-year-old. He was just very smart, well put together. Our eyes met as I studied his face from afar, returning his smile back. I knew that now was the time. I approached my Uncle Joe as he stood there with a smile. I cleared my throat as I prepared to say something to him that I had never said before. We weren't incredibly close, but I knew that this was something I had to say. I exhaled and began. "I love you," I said to him softly. His face lit up, and his smile somehow grew even larger than before. This I didn't believe was possible. "I love you too," he replied. Everything now seemed right. He guided me out of the garage and motioned for me to follow him. We were now on a small field of grass, and there I saw a single strawberry plant. Its leaves were a vibrant green, full of life, but the strawberries, they seemed mammoth-sized. The visitor plucked a strawberry from the plant as children continued to play around us. He said nothing but smile, which said a lot on its own. I then went to take a strawberry of my own and took a big bite. This was probably the juiciest strawberry I had ever had. It was as fresh as they come, and my taste buds danced with joy. I felt a tug on my arm and looked down as a leash was now in my hand. The leash led to my beloved golden retriever, Lucy, who was playing with the neighbor's German Shepherd. The kids came to see the dogs as they sniffed, barked, and rolled in the grass. I went to grab another strawberry, but there were no more left. I looked up, and it hit me. The visitor was gone. He had left without saying goodbye. Lucy continued to pull on the leash as I now stood alone. Despite being alone, I felt happy, joyous, at ease. I had accomplished what I wanted to accomplish and said what I needed to say to the visitor. Things were now complete. Though I never did get to see the visitor leave, I was relieved. Relieved because I knew that the visitor had gotten home just fine. And that was the end of my dream. This dream that I had was incredibly vivid. I felt that I had control over my actions and was conscious of them and my surroundings. I could think in my dream. The visitor in my dream, Uncle Joe, had passed away just less than a month before I had dreamt this. I like to believe that this was a visitation dream. I do believe that it was a visitation dream. Even though we were not incredibly close, he was a big part of my life. He's the face that I see when I think about my large Italian family gatherings. I felt at peace after having this dream. I knew that he was now okay. This is my main takeaway of the dream. He let me know that he was all right, and this dream was his way of saying goodbye to me. That much I believe. And so this has been episode 2 of this newscast. Thank you so much for listening, and sweet dreams.